Theon Academy. AI-generated narration of Gary Stapleton's course, not Gary's recorded voice. Home care pricing and profitability. Lesson 1. Price the package before you say yes. Let us start with the mistake that catches good providers. The mistake is thinking that a package with plenty of hours must be good business. I have seen providers accept work because the weekly total looked attractive, only to discover that the travel pattern, short calls, cancellations, and staffing pressure made the package barely viable. The service became busy, but the money did not behave the way the owner expected. Pricing home care is not just choosing an hourly rate. It is deciding whether a promise can be delivered safely, consistently, and with enough margin to keep the service healthy. A low price can look kind to the client or attractive to a commissioner, but if it removes the money needed for travel, training, supervision, and management, the risk lands somewhere. Usually it lands on staff, quality, cash flow, or the provider's own stress. Package income is not the same as profit. Imagine a package of 4 half-hour visits a day. On paper, it is 14 hours a week. That sounds useful. Now look at how it works in real life. A worker has to travel to the person, complete the visit, record properly, move to the next visit, and stay available for the pattern you have promised. If the visits are spread across awkward times, you may not be able to fill the gaps with other paid work. The package may also need a more experienced worker, extra supervision, a double-up visit, medicines competence, family contact, or rapid review. None of that is wrong. The issue is whether your price recognizes it. If the price only covers the minutes in the home, the rest of the service is being funded by hope.